Blog Talk Radio.
Bobby played his guitar on the hard side of town, where it's hard for a poor boy to find the money. He had dedication, he had the heart and soul, somehow knew he was born to play. People said, get a real job, support your family, cause there's no future in the road you're taking. He never said a word, the dreamer just kept on. Late at night you could hear him sing. I'm gonna be somebody. One of these days I'm gonna break these chains. I'm gonna be somebody someday. You can bet your hard-earned dollar I will. The road was a struggle, it took him 10 years to the top, but now he's number one on the and the radio. Still I can't believe how people come from miles around, when it seemed like only yesterday. He would say, I'm gonna be somebody. One of these days I'm gonna break these chains. I'm gonna
today. We're pleased to welcome the super sweet, super talented singer-songwriter, Miss Dallas Remington, to the show. Dallas sits down with us today to talk about her career, music, and anything else she's working on that she can talk about. And as usual, I've got my lovely and talented co-host slash sidekick, Emily, with me. So let's get started. Hey, Emma.
Hey.
What's up?
I'm cold and I'm bored.
Cold and bored. Okay. what do you say we bring on the guest?
Good idea.
And with that, Please welcome the lovely and talented Miss Dallas Remington to the show. Hey, Dallas, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for stopping by the show today.
Well, thank y'all so much for having me.
Just to kind of start off, tell us how you got into this whole music business thing.
Well, I've always loved to sing, and I started out singing in my church when I was about 4 or 5, but when I was about 10, I started taking guitar lessons, and I started pursuing it more and more, and by the time I was 11, I started going to Nashville performing and meeting people and networking, and I started last year with a new vocal coach, and so now I'm going to Nashville a lot and performing and doing lessons and meeting with people.
Awesome. Emily don't live very far from Nashville, so I try to get up there as much as I can. Nashville is one of my favorite places in the world.
Yeah, I love Nashville. It's so awesome to go down there.
It really is. You know, what I like to do is I just like to drive down down Broadway with the windows rolled down, because you're just guaranteed to hear live music.
I know. That's what my mom and I do. We always drive downtown with the windows down and listen to everybody jamming out.
It's fun. It's so much fun. There's nothing like it. And I'm actually a semi performer myself. I was in a lot of talent shows when I was younger, and as I got older, I fell out of it a little bit because, you know, high school, college, et cetera, et cetera. But I made myself a New Year's resolution this past year. The first time I've ever done that. I started learning guitar again because I played
a little bit
when I was younger. I played a little bit, so I'm kind of starting to relearn a few things. So I'm enjoying it.
That's awesome. I'd love to see you play sometime.
I'm actually
See, look what you got yourself into, Cody.
I know. Do you want to tell her, Em? What we're playing
sure.
at the 21st, do you want to tell
her? I'll tell everybody. Me and Cody and Carrie and Jean are going to all be at the Hatchery in Dixon, Tennessee on March 21st, which is a Saturday at 7 o'clock. So anyone who wants to come, there's our shameless self-promotion.
Yep.
They're coming to my turf because that's where I play on Saturday night. So anybody who's in Nashville, y'all can all come out and see us, and we'll hang out. It's super fun.
And make total fools of ourselves.
Hey, thanks. I don't make a fool of myself. I don't know about y'all, but
oh man.
Anyway, we're gonna move past that because I feel like there's another insult coming if we don't stop.
Probably.
Okay. So, back on track.
Yep.
I'm going to talk now, Cody. You can continue to laugh if you'd like. But, Dallas, why don't you tell everybody about your, like, musical style and what you do. Obviously, you sing, but what your style is, what your, like, goals are, stuff like that.
Well, I do country, and I do gospel, and I do a little, like, country rock way and bluesish way to explain it would kind of be like Miranda Lambertish, but I do country rock and like I said, I also play in two contemporary Christian bands, and I play guitar and bass are my main two instruments, but I also study a few other instruments, and I'm working on that and doing lessons, and I'm just trying to get out and play my music and get heard and work on that. So
awesome. So do you live in Nashville or do you just visit there?
I live a little north of Nashville, but we are there all the time. I say I live in Nashville because I'm there so much.
Yeah, I live like, on a good day, it's a 40-minute drive. But from Nashville, west of Nashville, because we didn't want to live right in the city. So we came to Dixon, which is like 40 minutes on a good day. It's a 40-minute drive. That's what I tell people so it sounds less scary about how far they're going to have to drive to come see me. But, you know, if you can go around Nashville and you do it the right way, you can make it here in that time. And so that's why I always tell people to come to the Hatchery when they're in Nashville because it's super fun. And, like, basically you just show up and you, like, sign up. And you have to be there early and stuff. But you show up, you sign up, and then you get to rehearse with the bands, and then they just go in order. It's like karaoke, but a little more structured and for people who are more serious about it. So super fun.
Okay.
So if you ever want to come play, you can hang out
with
me.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I actually have some friends that live in that area, so that would be cool to go. I think they live a little further west than you, but it would be cool to go hang out with them.
Yeah, it's super fun. It's a good place to hang out. I still feel like the newbie, even though, like, well, I went there the first time around, like, October, because a bunch of my friends told, well, my dad's friends, they're not my friends, they're too old, but my dad's friends told me about it, and so I still feel like the newbie. Like, I don't get all the inside jokes and everything, but I'm slowly getting there. But it's super fun. Okay, Cody, you can talk now.
I did have some kind of get-to-know-you kind of questions, if you're up for it.
Okay.
Hold on. What type of music are you listening to right now, and what are you watching on TV?
Okay. Well, I listen to all types of music. I listen to contemporary Christian. I love country music, obviously. That's, like, my roots are traditional country. So, like, I recently learned some John Mayer songs, and I'm learning some Ed Sheeran, but I also am learning, like, George Jones songs. And so I listen to all over the spectrum of music. And,
that's me, too. My music tastes, and Emily will tell you this, my music tastes range from, oh, my God, you need to hear this, to, I know, don't judge me.
I swear, like, one day he'll be like, yeah, I'm listening to, like, Randy Travis, and then he's like, okay, I'm just going to listen to some Eminem now, and I'm like, you do that.
Exactly.
But the day that you, like, step over the line to the Nickelback is, like, when we're going to get you some help. Because, like, when you step into that territory, there's no coming back.
There's no return from that.
Yeah, so when you start listening to Nickelback, then we'll have a conversation. But for now, you can do what you want.
No
offense
if you're
a Nickelback fan out there.
No offense, Nickelback fans, but anyway. What are you listening to, or what are you watching on TV right now?
Well, I actually don't watch TV too much, but my brother and I have always been huge SpongeBob fans, so I watch SpongeBob a lot. and then, like, my mom's an interior designer, so I love watching HGTV
mm-hmm.
with her and watching all the shows on there, so.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. You see, I always have to ask this question because if I don't, my best friend will probably kill me. If you could go back and change one thing about this whole a music journey that you're on, would you, and what would it be?
I think I would have started pursuing my career a little earlier than I did, like taking it more seriously, because I didn't really start taking it like this is what I'm going to do with my life until I was about 10. I mean, that's not that old, but I wish I would have started just a little earlier taking guitar lessons and things like that.
Right.
I'm like the total opposite. Like, okay, when I was younger, I was super serious about it, and I was like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to sing. And now I'm, like, just doing it for fun, and I, like, want to do other things because I don't want it to be my job because it's, like, my favorite thing. So I feel like if it's my job, I won't love it as much.
Yeah.
So I've changed my mind a little bit, but I'm still, like, singing and stuff. I'm not going to, like, not sing, but I used to be so serious about it, and, like, it would make me so mad when people would be like, that's taking a big chance if you're going to do that. Because that's a hard thing to do, and it would always make me really mad at people because they would do that, and I was so serious. Like, I was the most serious little kid ever, I think, and now I'm just like, okay, let's go have fun. So I'm the total opposite.
Now, along those same lines, what is the best advice you've ever been given, whether it's music, whether it's about music or just life in general?
The best advice I've ever been given?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess to follow my dreams and just keep on pursuing and go for the goal. There's going to be a lot of people who try to get me down, but I'm just going to keep going and keep going with it. Because this is my dream and it's my life. It's what I want to do with my life. So just some of the best advice I got was to keep going for the goal.
I used to be one of those people that if somebody said something, I would, like, it would make me think I'm not, like, a good singer, and I would be so mad because somebody didn't like my music or whatever. And now I'm, like, sort of realized that one person's opinion doesn't change, like, what I know about myself and, like, how I feel about myself. So if anybody has that problem, you got to get over it, because it's more fun if you don't have that whole, oh, well, if they said that, maybe they're right. Like, no. I don't care what people think because I'm confident in what I do, and just do your thing. And if people don't like it, that's their problem, right?
And also another was, like, people told me to, when I come to town, I need to be prepared and get educated. So that's helped a lot. I've been working on learning the business half of it and learning how to perfect or to, like, get better in my craft.
Now, this is a sort of a confession time on the show.
Oh, boy, here we go.
And Emily will tell you this, too.
What
I'm super protective of the show. I'm super protective of this show. And of course, you know, I've learned that you can't please everybody. But at the same time,
he's learned this but hasn't accepted this because every time somebody says something negative, which is, like,
I'm
rare,
struggling to accept
it
that
makes
fact.
Him so mad. Like, and I don't care because I don't care if people don't like us or whatever, which sounds bad, but I don't care. And he'll, like, get pissed off when somebody said something, and then I'll be like, no big deal. Like, one person got mad. Who cares?
And I'll tell you exactly why. I'm a people pleaser. I like to see everybody happy, everybody just things going well, you know, and when that doesn't happen and it's out of my control, I freak out.
So basically what we're saying to everyone out there is don't care what other people think about you and do what you want and follow your dreams. Because if you don't, you're not going to be happy.
Exactly.
Now that we've had inspirational hour, let's move on.
Inspirational hour. Okay.
That's what it was like.
Besides music, what are some of your other passions that you'd like to pursue?
Well, I like to play sports, and I love soccer. And so my brother's actually a soccer player, so when I'm not doing music, I'm hanging out with my brother, or I'm at one of his soccer games, or out playing in the yard with him.
Oh, awesome. Did you have anything for him?
Sure. Don't I always have questions for people? Because I'm just that nosy. No, not really. Okay, so I know you want to do music, and that's what you want to do as a career. So do you see yourself, like, going to college and, like, majoring in something that's not music, you know, and getting a degree, or do you just, like, want to just do music full-time?
Well, I am going to go to college, even if, like, I am pursuing music, you know, for full-time, but I am going to go to college, but my backup plan is actually to be, like, in film and TV music, like, scoring movies, and being, like,
cool.
A music director for TV. So that's what I'm going to, like, major in, but I'm also going to pursue my career as a performer and an artist.
Mm-hmm.
What,
that's cool.
What grade are you in now, if you don't mind telling me?
I'm a freshman in high school, actually.
Oh, okay. You're my sister, Dave. I thought you were older than that. So I'm a senior, so I just had to make, like, I just decided, like, 3 months ago what I wanted to do with my life, which was super scary because I hadn't made a decision because I never had any idea what I wanted to do. So I just decided what I'm going to major in. I'm going to be a nurse. So we'll see how that goes.
Awesome.
But it, like, so don't, if you, see, you already have a decision made, so you have no stress the rest of high school, but it's okay if you don't make a decision until 3 months before, you know, your senior year. Like,
exactly.
You
can always change, too.
Yeah, exactly. You have plenty of time to decide, because you might think since you're in high school, you have to decide, but some people wait till October of their senior year to decide, and that's totally okay, too. I hope people are listening to this, and they're actually taking all of our advice.
That might not be such a good thing.
Hey, we're giving good advice.
True.
Three of us together. We could just, like, we should do, like, an inspirational tape where we just give people life advice.
Life advice. Oh, well.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. Now, switching gears here a second. Talk about a little bit about what you do with your ministry.
Oh, my ministry? My ministry is called Melody for the Elderly, and I have a few nursing homes that I go to. One I go to every week, and others I go to a couple times a month. And basically, my motto is taking care of those who took care of us. And I saw that there's a lot of people in nursing homes who don't have family members who come visit them every day, and they're lonely. And so I saw this as an opportunity to reach out and help these people and just get to know them. And they're all like my family now, and I love going out there and visiting with them and singing for them and hanging out with them.
That's really awesome.
That's amazing. Okay, I never realized the nursing home, like, I guess, like, the issues that are in a nursing home, like people not visiting their family and all that, until, like, recently, because my great-grandfather, he's 104, and he just went into a nursing home reluctantly, but we had to do that because he needed, like, therapy and stuff. He broke a hip and everything, but my family is there with him 24/7. Like, they spend the night and everything, and I was there, like a week, 2 weeks ago, I don't know. He lives in Alabama, but I was visiting, and I went in there, and there's so many people there, and they're, like, all alone, and it's, like, so depressing, like, when you go there, like, and there's people who their family doesn't really care about them. Like, there's a woman there who was there when my mom's grandmother was within the nursing home when I was a baby, and we went there, and we saw her there, and we were like, she's been here all this time, and her family doesn't look at her. I'll do my show. So, I mean, that's wonderful. Okay, that's good. I like this. Okay, anyway. Just saying, everyone. No, that's super
that's
awesome that you do that, though. Like, I love that.
Yeah, it really is. And I say this to all my guests. I have a ton of respect for what y'all do as performers because it's a tough job. I'll say that it's a tough job.
Yeah, I mean, don't you just love when you go somewhere and somebody like asks you to sing and you're totally unprepared for it? Isn't that the best?
I've learned to be prepared, so I always have like there's always lyrics running through my head or song running through my head. So,
right.
Hopefully, it's unprepared.
I feel like I used to be that. I feel like I always self-prepared, and then somebody would ask me, and I would, like, totally blank, and I'd be like, not this time. I'll just sit around and watch you do it because I wasn't ready for that. But isn't that just the best when you go somewhere and somebody's like, hey, will you sing for us?
Yeah.
I love that. Cody, you can talk now.
Alrighty.
We will let you talk.
Okay. Is there anything coming up for you, like any music, any performances we can promote or whatever?
Well, actually, I am about to go into the studio to record my newest single, and it's called You've Done Made My Mama Mad. And so we're about to go into the studio to do that. And actually, I am in the middle of booking shows for this summer. So if anyone has a festival they would like me to go to, they can email me through my website, and I would love to come and do their festivals. My website's DallasRemington.com.
And we tell all of our guests this too. We will be more than happy to promote anything you do, whether it be on the show, Twitter, anything. I would be more than happy to promote it for you.
Well, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
Let's see if I have any more questions. I think that's it. So, if you don't have anything else, Emily, I think I'm gonna let you go, Dallas.
Okay. So, this is not really a question, but you can just let everyone know how they can contact you, you know, Twitter or Facebook, whatever.
Yeah, Twitter, Facebook, et cetera, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, my website is www.dallasremington.com, and you can go from there to my YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, Instagram. They're all linked to the website, so y'all can check out my website and go to my social media.
And I think I follow them all.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. I've noticed that. Thank you so much.
I do follow them all, to be completely honest with you.
He's on top of that, where I'm one of those people who I'm like, oh, this person has Instagram, let me follow them. If I see it. Like, I'm one of those people who you follow people on Twitter and you see their posts, they have an Instagram link. That's how I find people on Instagram. It works.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
Again, we wanted to thank you for taking about 30 minutes out of your day to come and chat with us.
Well, thank you all for having me.
You can come back whenever you want.
Absolutely. You have an open invitation to the show anytime.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, well, let us know when your new single is going to release, and we'll promote it for you, and you can come back on and talk about it when it comes out.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Thank you all so much.
I'm going to let you go, and I'll be talking to you on Twitter, okay?
Okay. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
All right, you too, Dallas. Bye.
Bye.
That was fun, wasn't it, Em?
I swear, you say that after every single show we have.
I know.
Just waiting. I was like, Cody's about to ask me if that was fun.
It was fun. I know.
I was just waiting for that. Oh, my gosh. I know you too well. Okay, I'm going to do announcements
yes,
at warp speed.
Yes.
And because my mom wants me, I don't know why. Okay, so.
There's one announcement. We are holding off on until probably Friday.
Yeah. Wait, do we have a show this Friday? Oh, yes. Friday
yes,
we have Chris Earl at.
Mm-hmm.
These are all at 6 Eastern, so if you guys can do the math, that's 5 Central.
5 Central.
And 3 Pacific. So, yeah,
Pacific,
you can, if you were not that smart, you can't minus 3. But anyway, okay.
Anyway.
Friday 27th, we have Krista Earl. Tuesday the 3rd, we have Bonnie Irwin. And if anyone's interested, Thursday the 5th is my high school talent show. I'm just looking at my calendar.
You know, and the 10th, we have something in the tents, but I'm going to hold off on that until probably Friday.
Okay, fine, Friday. I can wait 2 days.
I don't like to do that. Okay.
And then the 14th, we have, wow, it's getting close now. The 14th, we're partying for my 1 year anniversary.
1 year, yes.
We will be talking
about,
I'm gonna do a thing like favorite interviews, favorite moment, like all that kind of stuff. I'm going to write it all down, and I will tell everyone on the show that night.
Mm-hmm.
It will be super fun.
Yes, it will. How has your week been so far?
It has been extremely boring. The weather sucks. I went out yesterday. I went out yesterday. It's really gross outside. It was a scary car trip through the middle of nowhere, and I'm just not enjoying the weather, to be honest with everyone.
I'm not enjoying the weather. You know, it's cleared up. It's cleared up a lot here. Of course, we're supposed to be getting more snow and stuff tonight. But I mean,
honestly, I think it would help if people would quit tweeting on superintendent pictures of their road. But that's just my opinion.
Well,
like somebody tweeted our superintendent and was like, "It's a death trap for school buses outside." Like, way to go, way to help out.
Yeah, like, okay.
Like, whatever, he fell for it.
A way to help the cows there, buddy.
Yeah, right? We all want
to help the cows there, buddy.
Part of me wants to feel bad because I'm bored. Part of me is really enjoying the fact that I'm not having to get up and get dressed every day, to be honest.
Right, exactly.
That's right, everyone. Emily's only worn real clothes when she's gone out of the house. And if I'm at home, I am wearing my pajamas for 2 weeks now. It's getting out of hand.
For 2 weeks straight, you've been in pajamas for 2 weeks straight.
Do you not wear your pajamas during the day, or is that just me?
Yes, I do.
Okay, see, Cody wears his pajamas all day, too. It's not just me.
No, it's not just you. Trust me. It's just not.
See, if you're
yeah.
going out, but if you go somewhere, you, like, get dressed, and then you come home and you put your pajamas back on. It's how it
exactly.
works.
Exactly. That is how it works.
I'm glad y'all get me.
At least
all
I get
right,
you.
Yeah, Cody gets me. I don't know about the rest of you freaks.
Okay.
Anyways, we should stop while we're ahead, don't you think?
Yes, we should, I think. I'll talk to you later, okay?
All right, bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely and talented Miss Adele Remington. As Em alluded to, Friday we have the super talented Miss Krista Earle coming back on the show. That's the 27th at 6 Eastern, 5 Central. And then Tuesday, March 3rd, we have the a lovely and talented Miss Bonnie Irwin coming on the show with us. And y'all will absolutely adore Bonnie. She's one of the sweetest people in this world. And I'm working on something for the 10th that I'm not really, well, I'm allowed to say it, but I'm just going to keep y'all in suspense for a little while, at least until Friday. Okay, and on a side note, I want to send a huge shout out to my friend Courtney. We're thinking about you, Courtney, and we're praying for you. And I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you, and goodbye.